Blog Talk Radio.
Here. Out here at the hood. Well,
far, I'm going to say so far, it's been a pretty good year. Notice, we ain't been in it that long. Ain't been in a good, what, week and a half, week of that long? And it takes some time to get people to change their minds, to start to really, truly think Hebraically, but not only that, but talk Hebraically. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
You got to think, it's a concerted effort, but you think about it. We're not enemy land. These people have not tried to make friends with us ever. Never. We're literally in our enemy's land. And we just have to understand that the people in the world, the children of the world, the book says that they deal wisely with us. And that don't mean that they have wisdom. That means they deal with us in such a manner, such a way to take advantage of us, to make merchandise of us. And to try to get y'all people to think on that wavelength is another story, if you understand what I mean. Because let's just face it, our history proves to us that we literally are stubborn people. We have taught the nations how to be stubborn. There ain't nobody that is more, one of the curses. What can we say? But that doesn't mean that we can't come out from under them through obedience. We come out from the curses through obedience. So anyway, we bless you all. Glad that you're here. Well, we're sitting here just a little under a week out from Pesach, from Passover. And we thank the Father for that. We have Passover. We're going to use terms that some of y'all understand what's called, we call it, it's 6-day night. It starts Thursday night. For those of you who still have the minds of your colonizers, we're there to buy night. We have deliverance. Some of y'all call that Friday night. Mass deliverance. Y'all be interested. It's always interesting. What do you think, Chief? There's Shabbat. We have service. Then baptism. Fellowship. That thing's lined up, ain't it? And then first day, we got Feast of First Fruits. So we got unleavened bread Passover, Mass deliverance, Shabbat service, and Feast of First Fruits. We got 4 days. Y'all gonna be tired. If you ain't never come here and understood this, your only reprieve is you gotta get to bed early. So if you try to hang with the big dogs, you're gonna be wore out. Also, I need everybody's undivided attention, okay? There's 900 of you Israelites that are going to descend on this little country town. Now, these are rednecks up here. All right? Even if they wave at you, they're not trying to be kind to you. You'll notice when you go to Walmart, they'll look at you, but they don't know how to respond. They always know when it's that time of the year for those Israelites because they always see us either in fringes and beards, you know what I mean, and our women covered and the men close to them, they already know. They already know who we are. We're just different, especially when you see a lot of color in the town. But I don't have to assume that you're coming straightway. So, up here, you can be a white Israelite and y'all can be fitting the bill. They already know you're part of straightway, and they hate you just as much as they hate us.
Absolutely.
Right. Okay, I'm sure y'all got to get that.
Great job.
These people have no love for you. That doesn't mean that you go out there and do them wrong, as long as they stay in their lane. I promise they will stay in their lane, too.
Oh, yeah.
I want everybody to listen to me for a second. Now, listen. We have a racist, passive, redneck that lives across the street from us at the top of the hill. Listen, when you come to Straightway, anything on the left side of the road, stay off their land. This ain't the city. So you can go park in front of somebody's house and sidewalk and stuff. It's the country. Now, he ain't going to do nothing too much. He's going to just try to get the other one. Can I talk to Charles? You know what I mean? I stopped all that mess one day when I think it was a son and a dad, and they said something, you know, very aggressive, like, you know what I mean? I jumped out of that damn truck, told both y'all get your ass out of that truck. That was the end of that. People think that I live for conflict, but I don't. I'm a very peaceful man.
I mean,
last thing I want to do is be in a physical conflict with anybody. Y'all call us to be at peace. But at the same time, he's a man of war, and he calls us to be at war.
Yes, sir.
I think we get it all wrong. See, them writers of the New Testament, man, they tore y'all up. I mean, you think about it. The Christians taught y'all how to be passive while they've been whooping y'all ass.
Yes, sir.
They've been raping, robbing, whooping, lynching.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you, they've been tearing y'all up in it, but you servants obey your masters. Y'all ready for?
Yes, sir.
That's all translations. And they took it to say to anybody who's over you, including the governor.
Uh-huh.
That ain't the way the book talks to us. The book talks to us differently than it talks to the world.
Yes.
They took our book. Get Jeremiah 17. Is it 4 or 9? Thou shalt discontinue from my heritage. Jeremiah 17. Go verse 9. I bet it's 4 of them. And
4.
Jeremiah 17:4. All right? So watch this. We can't get all mad because... Let's read it first in context, then we'll move on. But what I'm saying is, stay off the heathen's land. If you're on the street and it looks like it's going to be a tight pass, move over far to the right. And if you can't move over, back up. Don't go on the heathen's land. Don't give them a reason or something like that. Because see, what y'all going to do is y'all going to turn around and have one of us Israelites in the jail because... They may come and say something sideways to one of our sisters or something like that, and we don't know how to take it like that now. I'm trying to give y'all wisdom. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
All right? So, look what Jeremiah said. Read on.
And you.
And you.
Even yourself.
Even who?
Yourself.
What we going to do?
Shall discontinue from your heritage.
Y'all understand that? We're going to discontinue from our heritage. What? Read on.
That I gave you.
Then who gave us?
He did.
Yeah. Y'all did.
Read on. And I will cause you.
To do what?
To serve your enemies.
Now, mind you, we're in this condition and shape that we're in all because of our ancient brothers and sisters, our ancient forefathers. They chose to disobey y'all. Did he say the curses go to third, fourth generations?
Yes, sir.
And if nobody repents, don't they renew?
Yes, sir.
That's where we at. And see, what we have to do, the only way we're going to break this is by being obedient to them. So now we got these imposters called Jews. Sitting over in Israel.
Yes.
They're rich and increased in goods.
Yeah.
The only reason why, I mean, you look at the Most High Yah. Only in Straightway can we say that as a nation being restored, that the Most High Yah has increased our territory.
Hallelujah.
Just this weekend, Brother Britt was down there watching how Yah has increased our territory and our enemy land.
Good,
and he's being like sanctuary to us.
Hallelujah.
But we can't get mad because Yah gave our heritage over to the Jews, over to these people, these nations. He told you he was going to be there to serve your enemy. Because you're disobedient.
Yes.
So if we're going to flip the curses, we got to do what? Be obedient.
Yes,
and what did Yahshua say? He promised us houses, lands, brothers, sisters. Of course, translators left out wives, you know what I mean?
Yes,
but he promised us that if we would obey him.
Hallelujah.
knowledge. That's where we are. And I got all these masculine Jezebel women out there. Can you believe a woman? See, this is how far gone we are. Well, a woman think that she can get, even on, I don't care what, I don't give a damn if it's YouTube, Facebook. Listen, you know these women, these masculine women are not Israelite women.
No.
What woman think that she going to sit up there and try to rebuke a pastor? I don't give a damn you don't like who I am. You learn that mess from your colonizers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You people are, y'all some idiots.
Sure.
A woman thinks she can reprove and rebuke and correct a man as if I'm going to listen to you. That's the first damn thing you got wrong right there. You think I'm going to listen to you. If y'all typed in Pastor Dial first and then see all these women out there trying to rebuke me, and then these sissy, long-haired, effeminate, flappy old dreadlock men.
Yeah.
Now all these women co-signing for them. Yeah. See, I see the stuff, but I ain't got no time for that, man. I'm doing a good work. I can't come down.
Yes, hallelujah. Yes,
somebody's got to be a troubler in Israel. You got an extra seat. Somebody left a seat. Oh, hey. So we're doing what the Most High says. Period.
Sir.
Which liver set apart because he said it. He commanded in his law. The prophets speak about it. Yahshua said it. And the apostles.
Yes, sir.
You know what the apostles was taught because you can see what they was taught by the taxes. So, stay off of the heathen's land on the left. All right? We got a very interesting subject we're going to talk about here tonight. We sure is. And we're going to talk about marriage, polygyny, concubines, girlfriends.
Get it.
This all really get everybody going.
Yeah.
Now, look at this mess we got today.
Oh, yeah.
No, for real, look at this mess we got today. I'm going to tell you right off the bat that I'm not going to be just getting on the women. I won't get on the men as well.
Absolutely.
I promise I am. Because we're going to be able to see through the lenses of the word where our fault lies at. Does that make sense? You can open up that door if y'all get hot in here, okay? But let's just tell the truth. Are y'all ready? If y'all ready, type in 7. Y'all ready? Type in 7. We're getting ready to roll. We're going to run it on here. Teacher, you got anything before we get going? I know straight way. Y'all understand. Some of y'all know how to get ready for 50 people, 100 people. But 900 is a whole horse of a different color. I don't mind telling you, everybody straightway tired. I mean, give us a day off before we can get started. Usually we take us about 3 or 4 days to get everything back in shape. And then I usually just give the community a whole week off doing teeth. And I learned myself in my own home. If I'm here, we don't never get no days off. We still be doing stuff behind the scenes. So I have to literally leave the community, go to another community down in Straightway, Georgia, take all them, and we still want to do some work, though. Greenhouse, we're helping this Brother Robinson, these are in greenhouse. I guess they want some help. Cut grass. So we got another community down there. We got 2 communities in Georgia. We got the community in Alabama. Praise y'all. Brother Jonathan been working his rear end off. He has Brother Brent Grego, been working with brothers everywhere. Elder Rufus Nim, get that community established, and we actually got a couple of families on the community before Passover, so we actually beat our deadline. And why would somebody get mad at us getting free? Does that make any sense? Now, I'm going to tell y'all right now, some of y'all, there's no way y'all can ever be on communities because you can't be told what to do. Because when you live on a community, you will be told what to do. You're going to be told what time you're going to eat, what time work is over with, what time school is, what jobs you're going to have. Yeah, y'all are going to be told. You're always going to be told what to do. Look at them, look at them. And what a mess. This is a crazy world, isn't it? Why is that bad? But then, you're told to get up every morning and deal with this population center traffic going into these big cities. You're told what time to clock in.
Yeah.
You're told what time to take a break. You're told what time you can do lunch.
Yeah.
You're told what time you can go. You have to request and ask for vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you do. Yes, Chef.
Right.
Yeah. But ain't nothing wrong with that, though, right?
Nope.
You brainwashed idiots.
Yes, sir. Take a
point. I don't get it. Well, whatever. Whatever. Well, if y'all notice today that women in America are very haughty. No, they're very haughty. Well, I'm going to tell you the reason why they're very haughty. You want to know the reason why? Because you men, you wicked-ass men, some of you, you lied to them. You said whatever you needed to say to have sex with them. When you got what you wanted, you kicked them to the curb.
Yes, sir.
What you did was you humbled them. They've been experienced. Now they're the weaker vessel. And they are actually looking for that cover now. But you just called the daughter of Israel to be a whore. Because you made an agreement with her. And you didn't follow through by marriage.
Yes, sir.
And you called the daughter of Israel to whore themselves out. And so they jump from one man to another, to another, to another. Am I telling the truth? Hey, don't need to get saddled down there.
True. Yes, sir.
They're the weaker vessel. And then when they go out here and have a high body count, and they done lay with all these men because everybody lying to them, and some of them just flat out whores. And some of the, you asshole men are just flat out whoremongers.
True.
But we're talking about in the grand scheme of things.
Yes.
You sit there and you defiled a man's house, took his daughter, and you did all this without any knowledge of law,
yes,
showing you thereby we're under the curses. And the first thing we want to do is we want to talk about all these women. Am I right?
Yes, sir.
The way they are. And it makes us feel good to talk about them. And they don't have no rebuttal because they ain't got nobody speaking for them except people like myself and Elder Rufus who can see clearly between the lines, see what y'all buttholes done.
Yes, sir.
Y'all want to call them whores after you done sit there and done pop their cherry. Then next thing you know, now they done moved from virginity, the pureness of life, into experience, and now they seek that every single time they have a relationship.
Right.
True.
Yeah.
And you done whored out the daughter of Zion. And she's volunteered done whored herself out. Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir. It's true.
That's what done happened.
Yes.
And now we live in a world that's just done gone stark raving mad.
Yes.
Don't nobody want to hear from Judah no more. Don't nobody want to hear righteous preaching no more. Nobody does. And you've been, man, you've been instrumental
true
in turning these dollars out.
That's true.
Then you want to mock them, jeer them, deride them, chide them. You want to call them every name under the sun after they done had 5 body counts, 10 body counts, 20 body counts, 30 body counts, 40 body counts, 50 body counts, 100 body counts.
Hallelujah.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. strong. Boys get solid even in the chat room tonight.
Isn't it?
I'm
all with it.
And you know that none of us grew up under the commandments. No. None of us grew up that by showing we're under curses.
Yes, sir.
And they don't know how to answer. It's just shame. Then, here we go with the epidemic, pandemic, of why we're dealing with a lot of masculine women today. Because anytime a man puts his DNA into a woman, he changes that woman forever. Well, if you got 10 DNAs in you as a woman, 20, 30 DNAs, 40, 50 DNAs, and you know, we doing everything today. We sucking and licking and carrying on and drinking and doing every damn thing under the sun. I mean, these women are sitting up there topped off, immersed with DNA. And then when they stand up toe-to-toe, face-to-face, talking to you just like a man, you sitting there puzzled. Don't you talk to me like that. Did I say something wrong? Listen, let me tell y'all. If it's too hard for y'all in this thing, y'all go ahead and get out of here in this chat room right now. Go on, turn the station. Go over and listen to somebody going to passively deal with you. So then, you turn around, you got these women, and they masculine as hell. They are masculine. And today, women or the daughters of Zion is all I care about. They are haughty. They are in Isaiah 3. What is it? Isaiah 3:15? Where it starts at? Turn over real quick. Jesus, this was that. Y'all right out there? Everybody doing all right?
Sir.
Come on, sir. We're going to lay it to the line.
I'm with it.
We're going to lay it to the line. You all right?
Yes, sir.
What does it say?
I said 3:15.
Yeah, what does it say?
What mean you that you beat my people to pieces?
Oh, wait a minute. Let me go over here real quick. Ah, a sinful nation. That's the first verse.
I said 4.
I'm going to go over and I'll say 3 because this has to do with hold on. There it is, right there. Yeah, keep going. You got it right now. Yeah, verse 15, 3:15. We got it right. Keep reading, teach. We got it right. Come on.
What mean you that you beat my people to pieces?
Y'all hear this?
Yes, sir.
There's a prophet Isaiah, but this is really Yah speaking through the prophet. What he says in one, he says all. Read.
And grind the faces of the poor?
Come on.
Says Yahweh Elohim of hosts?
Come on with it.
Moreover, Yah says, because the daughters of Zion are haughty,
proud, arrogant, egotistical, self-willed. That's what haughty means. Come on.
And walk with stretched forth necks.
Tell me that you can't see that today.
Right.
Tell me you can't see that today.
Yes.
Don't help with no makeup on. It's over. Nowadays, they can be Israelite women and don't have to have makeup on and still be proud and haughty. And I'm going to show you. Now, don't get me wrong. Everybody, you where you at, you chose that hand. You don't have to act like that just because you've been that way. You can repent and turn from your wicked way.
Hallelujah.
You can't do that. So these women can do that, but you know what? They don't want to be feminine today. They got all this man inserted into them, and they start to feel the power of a man, and they become masculine while they look feminine. Have you not read the book and see the way women used to behave as opposed to what we're seeing these monsters today? We look at literally mistress mouth monsters. These ain't no women. These damn aliens.
Man.
When the book says out of mouth of two or more witnesses, a woman didn't even have a witness. If you don't believe me, you know, you forgot about the damn story of Suzanne. And for those of you who having a hissy fit about me making a video, you ain't creating an image of God, you ain't.
Oh, yeah.
Because when you go to Numbers 5, why come you, the law of jealousy don't apply to you, but it applies to the man.
Ooh.
And then y'all's a jealous y'all. Mm-hmm.
That was there.
See, y'all mess with the wrong preacher here. I know, no matter what I say, you're going to stick to your colonized mindset. I get it. But we're Israelites and live set apart.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. If you listen to me, if you listen to me, y'all will save your soul alive.
Yes, sir.
What is it going to be like when you find out when you were sitting up here kicking against me, you was actually kicking against the bricks?
Yes. Yes.
When y'all going to set up there, remember, y'all in sundry times have spoken to us by the prophets. But he has in these last days spoken to us by his son.
Yes,
all right, Father? In other words, the only voice you're going to hear from y'all from this point on is the preacher.
Hallelujah.
You've been written. All you lying-ass people. Now, the Lord, ain't told you nothing. He told you a damn thing.
Lying
ass. How you going to tell you something and then you're going to go contrary to the book?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Man.
How a woman going to rebuke a man? Well, she ain't even in the call of demon instead even rebuke a man. I mean, if you command to be silent in the church, then shut the hell up. And if you don't know what the assembly is, your body's a temple of the Holy Spirit, right? So learn how to shut up.
God, be quiet.
Shut the doorways of your mouth.
Yeah.
Oh,
we're running around.
All right, but we in there.
Oh, yeah.
You can't find, you can't teach people how to be holy no more. You can't teach holy. If we don't see the reflection of holiness in women today, how the hell are we going to see it? Men today scared half to death to talk to women because you're basically talking to a man. You're talking to a spirit of a man that has already been in an experienced woman. Y'all never know the difference. Y'all need to tell me, all y'all out there, including you women, you can't tell the difference between a virgin woman and a woman has been experienced. The character and nature is so obvious. I've never seen a bold virgin.
I have never.
I have been living 55 years. And I've never seen a bold, haughty, arrogant virgin. All of them are usually very passive, very docile. Y'all love the transgender movement.
Woo!
Bring it.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's good. That's true.
This is real talk.
That is true.
Wow. Y'all women, talk to me, damn it. Talk to me. Some of you deal with virgin daughters of Zion that we have. You know the women got mad. Some women got mad because we call them virgins, and if that's a negative and derogatory statement, that's an honorable statement.
That's the greatest thing.
Your ass ain't no virgin. That's why you offended. A virgin is an honorable thing.
Wow. That's a man. That's why.
I'm telling you, I want everybody to check. Come on, prove me wrong. I see virgins all the time.
That's crazy.
And all of them experience is totally different than an experienced woman.
Oh.
An experienced woman is a dog. Experienced woman is on her way to a living burning hell that will set up there and try to speak up and talk arrogantly and talk back to a man. And who in the hell, how the hell you as an experienced woman, what in the hell you think you are that you can make demands on a man? I can't even get started good right
here. Get it going.
Hallelujah. No, we got something for everybody here. We're going to find out who the humble and y'all.
Yes, sir.
Because the humble, they will hear and be glad.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. And then they will magnify y'all.
Hallelujah.
That's the reason why people, they don't want to come over here.
Nope.
That's why it's all straightway.
Yeah.
And then your sorry and feminine preachers, first thing they want to do is co-sign with all you You damn bald-headed Jezebel.
You Jesus.
It's sickening, isn't it? It's a sickness.
Man.
If it's the truth, just agree with the truth. When you agree with the truth, you gain strength.
Agreed.
Watch it. Read on, teach.
Walk with stretched forth necks.
So that was the line he walked forth with stretched forth necks. Why? They're original let you in. The reason why they do this because they halted.
Yeah.
Come on.
And walked on the ice.
Come on.
Walk. And mincing as they go. And making a tinkling with their feet.
Mincing. You know, tingling with all their feet and all them. You ever seen a mincing? You ever seen?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know what business that is. Let me put like it's a day they call it twerking and just flaunting themselves and putting themselves out there. And, you know, they got a certain way they want to be noticed. And it's a damn whore.
Yeah.
A damn woman want to be seen as a whore.
Yes, sir.
Mm.
Fact.
Yeah,
that's the total opposite of a woman of a meek and quiet spirit. If a woman's of a meek and quiet spirit, she ain't trying to be seen. She don't give a damn nobody recognize her. But a whore, she want to be seen.
Yeah,
that's how she draw attention.
Right.
Woo!
It's true.
And teach you right where I was going.
Wow,
and the difference is because one is covered and the other one is not.
Totally different.
Which you don't believe in that stuff, Dave. You know what I mean? I thought you got education.
Paul,
you got all this education. You still can't get a damn job.
Hey, Paul said.
So now who done? Woo!
Yeah.
I'm telling you, this type of preaching is dying off.
Oh, yeah. That's it.
If we don't get too many more preachers coming behind me like this, it's dying off.
Right now,
that old time preacher boy, they used to get in it. Then they used to lay into it. They used to lay into it.
Much faster.
That's a rollover. Call you sorry in a minute. I was just sorry. And we talking about in the 70s. Pay attention. Don't get in your all in your sorry emotions and feelings because nobody don't care about them. You don't care about mine. I don't care about yours. Let's get about righteousness. Read on, teach.
Therefore, Yah will smite with a scab the crown of the head of the daughters of Zion. And Yah will discover their secret plot.
Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
In that day, Yah will take away the bravery of their tinkling ornament.
Y'all hear that? Because, you know, come on, a woman that she's dolled up and got on all this jewelry, man, that gives her a boldness.
Bravery.
You hear me? Because a man is a sucker for a good-looking woman.
Mm-hmm. That is
it. He don't pay a damn attention. I pay attention to what's right. I love a beautiful woman, but I need to know what's going on up here, too. I'm not going to be so quick to go jump in the bed. I got to know what's going on up here. Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Read on.
Bravery of their tinkling ornaments about their feet, and their calls, and their round tires like the moon, the chains, and the bracelets, and the mufflers, the bonnets, and the ornaments of the legs and the headbands and the tablets and the earrings. The rings.
Notice there's the earrings again, too. Everybody love wearing them earrings, including these effeminate men.
Mm-hmm.
They wearing these slavery earrings.
Jeez.
Think about it.
Yes, sir.
Slave earrings. The only time a man ever wore earrings if he had an ear or a nose going through it and he was a slave. And you gonna voluntarily go out here and get it.
Just like that.
Huh. Right. Wanna look like a female.
Yeah.
If he says no cutting in the flesh, wouldn't earrings classify that too?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Read on.
The reins and
and tell me that ain't nothing come to pass now. Mm-hmm. People got no beard right here. They got them here. They got bull hooks in their nose now. They got beards and some of them running from here.
Right.
They got them here. They got them here. Man, they got them everything. Where? Mm-hmm. Y'all call this. Come on.
The changeable suits of apparel.
They love a lot of clothes. A lot of clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Break a man.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
And the mantles. And the whipples. And the crisping pins, the glasses, and the fine linen, and the hoods, and the veils. And it shall come to pass that instead of a sweet smell,
instead of what kind of smell?
Sweet smell.
What's going to happen?
There shall be stank.
That's why, now y'all see the reason why I call them stank ass women. Y'all see the reason why I call them stank ass. And everybody getting mad at me, and all I'm doing is repeating what the book says. And they get mad at me because I say, wash your, brush your teeth and wash your damn behind. You stink ass. You are stink. Well, you don't act like a virgin no more. You are stinking. Well, you think you can sit and talk as a man. You are stinking. You funky. And you don't get mad at me. But repeating the exact same thing.
Yes.
That the prophet said.
Yeah.
Come on now. Go.
That is true.
Is it not obvious when you come in my house, y'all know who the head is, right?
Oh, yeah.
There ain't no soul.
Yeah,
there.
Oh, yeah.
There ain't no soul.
Hallelujah.
But I'm also very gentle and nurturing. I'm not hard as them nails to them.
Come on.
I used to try to teach them, but when it comes time to put my damn foot, I don't repent for putting it down, I promise you that.
Sir.
I don't give a damn how they feel. We won't get it right.
Yes,
you understand?
Yes, sir.
I'm the patriarch here. We won't get into this. Read on, teach.
And instead of a girdle, a rent.
Isn't that something? How many women try to deceive men when you fat as hell? You try to put a damn girdle on to hide all that cellulite. With your funky ass. See, funky doesn't know where to stick. With your stank ass.
Stank.
If a pig is fat and stank, then what about you?
Woo!
God.
Hey.
I'm sorry, you got the wrong preacher. I'm going to ask the Lord. I know exactly what I'm saying in the context that I'm saying and how I'm saying.
Sir.
And believe me, I fear him a hell of a lot more than I do you. So you better believe it. If I say something, you better believe it. My spirit checks me hardcore. I believe me, I already know what not to say.
Yes.
But when it comes to your ass, yeah.
Jesus called
the dog. How the hell you think people hated the prophets?
Well,
they had to say something to
them. Yeah.
Why do you think they had any apostles? Because they said something that went diametrically opposed to the norm of the day.
Hallelujah. True. Praise God. Jesus himself.
Come on.
Jesus
they didn't run around with halos around their head, singing Kumbaya and trying to get everybody to love everybody to death.
They
didn't do that. Y'all sure y'all won't be here tonight?
Yes, sir.
Y'all sure y'all won't be here tonight?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Read off, finish that, teach.
And instead
of what?
Of well said hair.
What we got?
Baldness.
Somebody else hair on our head.
But
somebody else had in our head. Come on. You ain't never, they made fun of Elijah for being a bald-headed man. So that let you know that men can go bald. They ain't never said about no woman going bald unless you fit this damn description right. Unless you're haughty, you're proud, and now your shit falling out of your head and pulling all of them tight with all the banners. See, what I'm getting to is a man may have opened up that door. You could have repented, but you can't stay. See, don't give me that shit because, oh, I'm the... See, no women... Name me a woman today that will admit she's a weaker vessel. Because you don't admit it. You believe you're strong. Guess what? Now you get the judgment of strongness.
Yeah. Oh, God! God.
That's why we come at your ass hard with like a two-ton heavy stick.
Hallelujah.
And all you effeminate, long-haired, flappy old men with your clean-shaven ass. And you got all these Jezebels co-signing for you. You don't mean nothing to me or anybody. Stop doing a good work. Can't come down.
Can't come down.
The more we serve y'all, the more increases our territory. But you know what's crazy? There's a woman on the other side of this screen that's hearing this.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And she's hearing this, and she is saying, of the truth, Master. Tears streaming down. She wants to be that woman on the Holy Spirit. See, we leave the 99 and go after that one, right? Get that one.
Hallelujah.
Okay, that's a humble woman over there on the other side that's saying, I'll do that.
Yeah.
First of all, number one, y'all have to understand. We talk about restoration, right? Man, I love it when people meet y'all's conditions of repentance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I do because that's like, man, look at this. Look, he brought you back from the dead.
Woo!
He was born. Mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of Yahweh forever.
Hallelujah.
Well, look, you only get the peaceable fruits of righteousness after you met the conditions of repentance. But until then, we're going to grind your ass.
We're going to
grind your ass to pieces.
Hallelujah.
You think that's bad? The Most High is worse than that. He gonna separate the wheat from the chaff. In case, and I know y'all ain't y'all not an agricultural people, so you don't understand. That's a very violent act. But you don't know that because you're not agriculture. If you're not an agriculture, how can you be an Israelite and you don't even know agriculture? You don't know how to plant a beans. You can't tell the difference from a wheat and tares. You can't till you open it. You understand what I mean? How you gonna separate the wheat from the chaff if you don't know what the method of it involves? The separation is a sever. Never mind, I'm going through that.
Keep it going.
Read on, teach.
Oh, and instead of a stomacher, a girding of sackcloth. And burning. Instead of beauty.
You see that burning, right? Mm-hmm. Burning is your sexual appetite cannot be satisfied.
God.
And because it can't be satisfied, that's all you chase for with your lewd ass. You would never understand what beauty really truly means.
Oh, true. Amen. Good word.
Y'all better remember this day.
Yes, sir.
Remember this guy.
Yes, sir.
Because when I time up, I want y'all to remember this.
Yes, sir.
Y'all remember this, I'm telling you. Y'all remember this. Now, I believe that the Most High, y'all will keep us around for a while. I'm hoping to see the coming of the Messiah.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me? The way things are going, it looks like it may happen. Who knows? You remember I talked about that vision I had? Who'd ever thought? Am I not having children now? And they're young. That could be it. I'm thinking it is Chuck and Lydia. Now we enter into biblical marriage. Don't discount it yet. Don't discount it yet. Y'all does all things well.
Yes.
And all praises to the Most High. Don't discount it yet. Something like, Robin, did I see wrong? Did I think wrong? I mean, my other two are grown. But now I got a new set coming.
Yeah.
I got a little Iskaya.
Yes, sir.
Could have one burning in the hole now. cooking. Don't know. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Think about that, though.
Yeah, they went
on the
promise.
Man!
Right. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Wake the hell up.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
So,
man.
A wife in the Hebraic faith and way is a very high honor. I'm going to say some things. I'm going to offend a lot of people right now. Y'all need to just stick with me.
Thanks, babe.
Y'all need to just stick with me. Everybody can stick with me?
Yes, sir.
Don't allow your damn emotions to overtake you. Don't allow them to run you. Stick with me and let's hear it out as we go.
Yes, sir.
Because if you don't, you're going to get offended. Because I already know how our minds are programmed. I already know how we think.
Yes, sir.
So stick with me.
Yes, sir.
We're going to come straight from the biblical truth and facts. We're not coming from feelings. We're not coming from emotions. We damn sure ain't coming from your opinion. Your opinion don't mean shit.
Thank you, man.
Your opinion don't mean nothing.
Nope.
Are y'all sure y'all ready for this?
Yes, sir.
Come on. Y'all ready?
Yes,
go and rise up, Nick.
Yes,
go! Go! Let's go! Rise up! Oh, and by the way, I ain't going to do a whole teaching on this, but when we say Negro, nigga, or something like that, that's not a negative and derogatory term. Y'all just take it that way because you stupid and ignorant as hell. We'll go over there one day, too. Simon, who was called
Niger.
No, that's what they say.
Yeah.
When that's a good word, they say, nigga, thank you very much. You stupid people, man. You see what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
People cannot have any more, they cannot have power over you when you are informed.
Yes,
they call it educated. I call it being informed.
Sir.
They call it educated. I call it being a bearer of truth.
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
The book don't say it. Because they receive not education. But then it's called Yahweh will send them a strong delusion. He didn't say that. It says because they receive not the love of the truth.
Oh,
that's what it says.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Education don't mean a damn thing in this.
Yes, sir.
Boy, I'm hot tonight,
hey,
boy.
Come on.
I'm telling you, McNabb would have ran through that wall by now. If he was here, McNabb would have ran through that wall by now. He would have. It'd have been over with. He'd have tore that wall up, boy. It is. He couldn't have it. He probably tearing up the wall wherever he is right now.
Boy.
This is so much truth.
Yeah.
I want y'all to listen to me. A wife in the Shemitic. Notice I didn't say Semitic. I said Shemitic. In the Hebraic faith. Is a very, an extreme high honor. Listen to me. The only woman that could ever be classified as a wife in the time of Torah was virgins. They got married. Did y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Got news for you. You know what was second to a wife? Still consider a very high honor and still consider a wife. But under the status of a wife, concubine. Y'all in this?
Yes, sir.
We're going to go into some revisionist history.
What?
Y'all deal with that?
Yes, sir.
Y'all deal with them terms right
yes,
there?
Sir.
I'm going to do some. Let's get into the etymology. Of words. Alright? Now, first of all, number one, an etymology, a word is a study of the origin of words in a way in which their meanings have changed throughout history. Alright? The decline of etymology or linguistic discipline or the origin of a word, the historical development of its meaning is this, and this is where I come in. I'm going to give us an example. See, today, you think about what I talked about earlier when we started this off. I said men You did not make good on your promise to wipe these women up. I'm talking about our forefathers, grandfathers, granddaddies, grandfathers, great-granddaddies. What did they do? They learned the same thing our slave master and colonizers did. They turned around, got between their legs, kicked the traces. Do you understand that once a woman is penetrated, it changes her forever? Y'all see the reason why we, oh, myself and Elder Rufus raised so much hell about virgins? We literally raised hell about virgins. Well, I mean raise hell about virgins, I'm talking about protecting them. Hold on, hold on. Don't get me wrong, that's natural. Spiritually, I still think that women can get back to the virgin mentality. I've seen it. In the ministry, I've seen it. Through submissiveness, through humility. Are you following? I'm talking about restoring everything that has been taken away from her through natural rape and discord and abandonment. Are y'all hearing me?
Yes, sir.
If I'm talking too loud, if I'm talking too much, if I'm talking too deep, let me know.
Good.
But I've seen women get restored to their natural order of being a woman of a meek and quiet spirit, agreeable, submissive, beautiful, shapely. Come on! I'm talking about a woman that a man desires. I've seen it. I've seen them repent and turn from their wicked ways. I've seen men who has been instrumental in repeating these damn curses. Very few that they are repent and turn from the damn wicked ass ways. I've seen it. I've seen it. Y'all gonna find out you're not dealing with no damn novice here tonight. I promise y'all. Y'all gonna find out. Y'all gonna, you know what y'all gonna do? Y'all gonna really truly learn what the essence of a man of y'all really is.
Hallelujah.
I care about y'all's truth.
Yes.
The hell with your opinion and your sorry ass emotions.
Sir.
Don't give a damn about them. Yep. You don't give a damn about mine. I don't give a damn about yours. It means nothing to me.
Yeah.
Y'all still got spirit of truth where you can hear truth?
Yes, sir.
So, we got a generation now where mothers done grew up fops, whores. Then they daughters turn around and be fops, whores. But today, in this society, it's okay. It's celebrated for a woman to be a fop. A whore, a jump off, a knockoff, a plaything, a side chick. That shit celebrated.
It literally is. It's got four days.
You better have some discernment to where you can see something in a woman that she has the ability to be pure. Notice, I said she has the ability to be pure. Because the book does command us to be perfect.
It does.
Don't somebody give me no damn excuse we can't be perfect. I only hear that shit. No. The book says be perfect.
Yes.
And then you gonna go ahead and submit to this weekend as well. Ain't nobody. Yeah, you right. Your ass ain't perfect. You right. You
ain't nobody.
Nobody's
perfect. Ain't nobody in the world.
Y'all would have. Hey, if y'all didn't say, he would have never said we could if we couldn't do it.
Yeah.
We all grew up in this culture. That if we don't change right now what we're doing, all you're going to do is repeat the curses.
Yes,
y'all see the reason why I'm so hard on y'all young men?
Yes, sir.
I mean, I love y'all. Now, love is not weighed by me giving you a damn hug.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that because I love the brotherly love.
Yeah, sir.
The book says open rebuke. Some people pride is so damn high to the zenith they can't handle open rebuke, so they kick the damn traces. Like an elder spinning. He used to be there. Now imagine, I'm a man speaking before all of you. I'm fallible and I'm flawed. You understand that?
Yes, sir.
Don't put no confidence and trust in me. But you better put some confidence and trust in that word.
Yes, sir.
Right? One day, I may fail you in a way that, like, damn, you are not Pastor Dow. But we are they that don't have no confidence in the flesh, right?
Yes, sir.
That's why Paul would make these statements. He says, man, you knew my infirmity. All you want to do is dig a grave for somebody like you already done arrived.
Yeah. Come on.
Y'all see how deep we going here tonight?
Yes, sir.
Do y'all see really how deep we going tonight?
Yes, sir. It's up.
Let me go here first before we get in there, all right? I'm going to this definition real quick, all right? Because I know I've written it down. If I didn't, we'll write it down. Let's go girlfriend. You ever heard that statement before?
Yeah.
Girlfriend. Oh, boy, y'all in trouble.
Yeah,
we're going to find out what the definition of a girlfriend is. Give it to teacher.
Yeah.
Boy, this is going to be something else. Y'all ready for this ride?
Yes, sir.
So we're going to find out. Is a girlfriend higher than a concubine? See, people, I ain't going to be haughty. I ain't going to be nobody concubine.
But you're going to
be haughty.
Yes, sir.
Romantic That is something abstract from the Roman culture. And if you go deep enough in that word, the reason why that the Romans would fight so hard for each other is because they were all bored booty lovers.
Yes, they were. That is a fact.
They were glad to go to the field.
Yes, they were.
And go to war because they always said, hey, they will fight so hard for their lover.
A lover, yeah.
Hey,
that's
true.
Yeah. Yeah.
The world.
Yeah.
300.
Take me out. Take me out.
Boy lover.
They even threw a scene in there. You want to give your backside to the thespian? Oh, you want to know? That's what they say. And that's what they see, y'all don't pay attention.
Wow.
Y'all be getting entertained. Y'all don't listen.
Yeah.
Y'all be getting entertained. Y'all don't listen. Y'all don't listen like Pastor Dow does.
Yeah.
Pastor Dow. I watch.
Jesus.
And then they up here cheering and joking. Oh, we're giving each other backside to the thespians.
Wow.
Spirit. Anyway, y'all see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Come on, sir.
Y'all entertain. I'm watching.
Yes, sir.
I promise I am. Didn't y'all say you're going to send watchmen on the wall?
Yep. Hallelujah.
Yep.
Come on with the teacher.
In a romantic context, this normally...
You know, Sister Diane, Elder Dove's wife, she broke down this word romantic so good. We got to get her recording. She was on the Sister broadcast. She broke this romantic thing down. It would make you throw up. Ass pot, y'all get that broadcast where Sister Diane broke that thing down so Elvis, she tore that thing up. She tore it up. Years ago she did.
Yeah.
She said this romantic stuff, that's from Sixth. Man. So Diane tore that thing up. She bought the truth out of that word.
Mm.
Come on, teach.
In a romantic context, this normally signifies a committed relationship.
Oh, what kind of relationship?
A committed relationship.
Come on.
Wait.
This is going to be funny. This is going to be hilarious. Read on.
Where the individuals are not married.
Y'all get that? So you out there having all this illicit sex,
right?
And you have a committed verbal relationship where the individuals are not what?
Married.
Now, we got a conflict here. Because the world have a way of the definition that they call marriage.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
The Bible, yeah. The scriptures have another way they call marriage.
That's what that is.
I mean, you can't play both sides. Which one? I'm not seeking no permission from no state whatsoever, at all. All you people out there lying your ass off with y'all joined together. So you wouldn't got a state marriage license and y'all joined yourself together. Bullshit.
God.
Bullshit.
Yep. God of the world.
Bullshit. You can see wicked ass people.
Sir.
Y'all don't give a damn about the state of Tennessee or the state of North Carolina or the state of California.
Or the state of Israel.
Sick people. Go on, teach.
Other titles, for example, wife or partner, usually signify that the individuals are legally married.
Whoa. What kind of marriage are they?
Legally.
What kind of marriage are they?
Legally.
Now, there's a difference between being legal and lawful.
Yes, sir.
Woo!
Yes, sir. Man.
Yeah. That's the reason why I keep telling y'all over and over again, when you get legally married, that you're in a third party contractual agreement, you can't dissolve them because you are the authority. Created in the image of God. You can dissolve that thing anytime you want. But you can't do it when you enter into a legal contract because the state comes into play.
Hollywood.
But if you lawfully married, you'll put forth a ketubah. See this right here? Don't y'all see this? See this? This is the ministry, the brand new ministry contract. See, see what it says? See that?
Hallelujah.
See how long it is?
Right there.
I've been working on that thing for like 6 months.
Bless you.
That's it. You see that? And guess what? You know what that's called? You know what it's called? It's called functioning in the private.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
In the private, that means that the public don't have no jurisdiction. And I say that with a capital word. You can't adjudicate our matters. You are no righteous ass people.
Because
you too damn uncouth. Our laws ain't even been given to you. And I'm talking to you how you can't adjudicate our matters. You're not even worthy.
Nope.
You usurper. You can't usurp this.
Hallelujah. One law.
Come on, King.
Our laws.
That the individuals are legally married.
Legally. Now, you know, today, these wicked-ass Jezebel women, watch this, it's because they don't have no damn honor. And the men that they are so-called getting in a relationship to don't have no honor.
Sure.
So I'm a man of my word. If I'm a man of my word, damn it, you're going to be a woman of your word. You hear that? You will fulfill your duties and obligations. I'm going to do mine. You're going to do yours. Anytime somebody renege on that contract, that's why we got a ketubah sitting in front of us. We can dissolve this damn thing. Are you following?
Yes, sir.
But anytime a man gets with a woman, he develops a soul tie with her. He don't want to put her away. They become one. Not the damn hard, cold, cruel-ass thing where you just want, well, you burn the damn pancakes, get out. That's some stupid shit. I'm going to be blunt here, all right?
Yes, sir.
The way I'm setting the shit up, the way I'm setting things up, and the way all the labor that's with me that's setting it up, and believe me, They are always in my thoughts. They start going to be set up just like mine. We setting up this whole, all these lands. And again, thank you, Father, the Most High God, in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach, for increasing our territory. We let the heathen rage.
Hallelujah.
No Israelite left behind.
Yo.
No Israelite family left behind.
Yes, sir.
We here. As a patriarch, I'm telling you right now, listen to me very closely. And I mean this with all respect and honor and diligence. Listen, those of you, y'all with me all the time. Y'all around me all the time. Y'all see me. Y'all see my character. You see my flaws. You see my success, you see my failures. Ain't that right, teacher? You see me for the man who I am.
Yes.
That's why I can say I'm fallible and flawed. Yet, like Paul said, that didn't cause you to despise me.
Not at all.
You see what I mean?
Yes, sir.
And neither does it cause me to despise you if you fall short of the glory of Yah. All I'm looking for is you to meet Yah's conditions just like you want me to meet Yah's conditions. But listen to me, damn it. Don't think that I'm no damn fool by a long damn shot. And my own household, I control succession and inheritance. Men, y'all listen to me.
Sir.
Your own household, you control succession and inheritance. Don't ever give your strength over to no woman. Ever. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
You be righteous in the stead of Yah because you're creating his image.
Yes, sir.
Let her think that she can sit up and be arrogant, haughty, and proud all the days of your life and just do enough just to submit to you but still maintain her own damn will. And when you're on your deathbed and it's time for your will to be read after you're done, her ass is out of it. Because she thought that she had you. You see what I mean?
Yes, sir.
You ain't gonna turn over shit to a damn fool. to give your stuff to somebody that's of strength. I'm telling y'all, so I'm talking, man.
Yes, sir.
You don't give your strength over to nobody. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
Don't do that. Don't do that at all. Y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
Wake the hell up. I'm giving y'all wisdom. You got a child, you make sure she's a damn good first-line teacher to your seed. I'm going to say again, your seed.
Yeah,
yeah. One more time, your seed.
Yes, sir.
You know what's crazy hell about this wicked-ass society we live in? All right, so I'm not going to tell no names, right? So this world wants you to go and submit to their damn system, right? So you go out there and you submit to their system, but you had complications in the past, right? Then the system turned around and said, well, we're not going to take your case. Now, wait a minute. I thought we was meeting all the conditions, but we're not going to take your case. But then, when you don't want their ass, you don't need their ass, all of a sudden they want to intrude.
Literally.
You see what I mean? You see what I mean? That's why I keep telling y'all. This is why the world hate us so damn much. Because we're children of the light. And children of the light, they're wiser. You think you one step ahead? We're down 10 steps ahead of
y'all.
You better follow me, man. Listen
follow
to me.
Yes, yes.
Listen to me.
We're here.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
You get married to a child, she is there to conform to you. She is there to submit to you as Messiah. Your wives are there, your concubines. They're there to submit to you the same way that we submit to Messiah as the assembly. Anything less than that is a monster.
True.
I can't be no more direct than that.
Yes, sir.
Teach, come on with it. Boy, God, Lord, that chat room ain't moved in 3 minutes.
That's the heavy hit.
In 3 minutes.
You got one truth.
Well, see, this thing is, when y'all get finished, make sure y'all listen to this broadcast again.
Yes, sir.
Because we're going to get the script. Come on.
That the individuals are legally married.
Legally married.
Or otherwise in a form of wedlock.
That could be
a form.
Common, what they call common law.
Common law marriage.
Or formal marriage where we make our own secret pacting agreement. And let me give y'all something on that, too.
No.
You know what I'm saying? All right. So Tennessee is not a common law state. You know what that means? That means they're not going to recognize your marriage as common law, even though that you were together for umpteen years. Certain states are common law states, meaning that if you're in that state, they're going to adjudicate your matters when you tell them how long you've been together as if you were already in a marriage contract and agreement with the state or you had a marriage license.
Yeah, that is a bad
thing. Tennessee is a damn good state then.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Because
yeah.
They're not going to recognize anybody outside this jurisdiction, and we don't give a damn because we don't want your recognition.
Right.
But if you're in a state that is not that is common law, now they got jurisdiction over your ass.
See how they
do that?
Yes, sir.
Oh, never mind.
Come on.
No.
Come on.
But you see how they're doing it?
Yes, sir. All
right. Reese.
A girlfriend.
A what?
A girlfriend.
Is what?
Can also be called a sweetheart.
Now! Wait.
Oh,
wait, it gets better. It gets better.
Darling.
Babe.
Honey.
Come on.
The analogous male term is boyfriend, which almost always implies romantic involvement.
Come on, T, get going.
In the context of a platonic relationship,
here we go.
The term is usually used to refer to female female.
Now, damn it. Y'all just did that.
When you
get finished with girlfriend, it's usually lesbian and lesbian. But here you are today talking about, sure, this is my girlfriend. So you don't become transgender.
Sisters first as your sisters.
I promise you, I love my size with all my heart. I do. It should be reciprocated. You see, they tell me I'm a good man. Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
I said, they tell me I'm a good man.
Mm-hmm.
Only a good man can bring up a terrible woman is as bad as shit in her life. A man that's getting married to a virgin, you ain't got no challenges in front of you. Because she's already there to be molded to you. Now, hold on. I got to go this way because most of y'all won't
have
to.
Bring
it out.
That's true.
Bring it out. When you go into a virgin, she ain't never seen another man or known another man. When you go into a virgin, she's never seen another man. She's never known another man. So guess what? A virgin, she ain't got nothing to compare you by.
Mm-hmm.
There's no competition.
Sir.
No! Whoa! Oh! Whoa!
I was preaching the world. I was talking like, oh,
gosh. Woo! Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yes,
what?
Sir.
Ooh. Guess what?
You
want to keep it more pure? She ain't got nobody to even fantasize to you by.
Whoa!
Oh, sir.
You hit. She
ain't more ready for to be with you.
You hit.
Come on.
Hey.
You on the hook. Food, clothing, conjugal rights. You on the hook.
Yes,
and you better not put up with all the days of your life.
Sir.
Come on.
That's humble, sir.
An experienced woman. That's why she. An experienced woman. It's easy for her to jump off your ass and move to another one.
Yeah.
Because she's been doing it all her life.
Mm-hmm.
You don't mean shit.
True fact.
Man.
You follow me. As I follow the sign, I teach y'all how to go about this.
Yes, sir.
That shit will stop.
Crazy, y'all.
Because there is some women out there that want to be holy.
There's
some women out there that want to be set apart. There's some women out there like us men hollering. They hate the God.
Come on.
If it ain't no... There should be a can over on the side. Do you want that one or you want which one? That's a heavy license. That's the good stuff.
Yeah, they don't want the
No, you can Bravo. Roger is on the side over there. Side over there. That one too, the little Mexican guy right there.
Man, cool.
You can't go that way.
Hey, that's right.
don't worry about it. We ain't got off course. I promise you that.
Oh, we right there.
No, we here.
Bunch of consequences.
Listen, there you go. Yeah. We're literally in this to win. Now listen, I have a lot of verses on this land, and a lot of them are already betrothed. I love them, but man, they'll tell you, they're like, man, Pastor Dowell, he is a, and he's a shot. They are no nonsense. You hear me?
They are.
Right. They better be. Ain't no laws of land gonna protect me from there as they trying to violate this shit.
Yeah.
I'm serious about this.
Y'all
hear me?
Yes, sir.
You see the reason why I stay on y'all ass?
Yes, sir.
You better raise a righteous. First of all, you better get your ass together.
Yes, sir.
You can't raise a righteous man, let your ass right. You can't do it.
Yes, sir.
How you expect more out of others than you're capable of producing yourself? Well, you can't do it. No, I'm serious, man. I'm very serious.
Yeah.
It's got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
We know we're at the end of damn things. Can we not tell we're at the end of things?
Yes, sir.
We're literally at the end of days. If the Messiah don't come in our lifetime, it ain't too much farther before he heals.
Our children is right there.
You hear me? We are literally at the door.
Jesus is right there.
And y'all want to sit up and play down games.
Right.
I ain't got time for that.
Come on. Sure.
Therefore, knowing the terror of Yah, hallelujah, we persuade me.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Teach, here we go. Y'all ready? Come on, Teach, go ahead with it.
Partners in committed relationships are sometimes described as a significant other.
Y'all hear that, right? It don't make no difference if lesbian, bisexual, homosexual, heterosexual. It don't make no damn difference. It's significant other. See, they just, and look at what they're doing today.
Come on. Simply partner.
All the same.
Especially if the individuals are cohabiting.
You hear that? In other words, we just agreed to live together. Read on.
Girlfriend and partner mean different things to different people.
Y'all hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
And the distinctions between the terms are subjective.
In other words, it's based on your situation, your circumstances. That's what subjective is. What if you pick and choose? Subjective. Come on.
How the term is used will ultimately be determined by personal preference.
Y'all hear that? By what kind of preference?
Personal.
Sounds like
Christianity.
Don't it. Come on, Lee. Don't it. Sounds like, come on.
Christianity.
101. In 2005, a study was conducted of 115 people.
Here we go.
Christians.
Ages 21 to 35.
Ages what?
21 to 35.
Now, this is where you lie. Read.
Who were either living with or had lived with a romantic partner.
The study. 2005. That's recent. Read on.
It notes that the lack of proper terms often leads to awkward situations.
You know what that means? Let's say, okay, if we are going out to a ball, or we're going out to a meeting, we're going out to a dress up, you know, one of those fancy things. and you meet somebody, how do you identify them? If they are their girlfriend? Are their wife? Are their significant other? Are they a jump off?
They shit.
And then all they do is just cause more division. They just cause more damn division. And then that often leads to more separation, more division, more discord.
Such as someone becoming upset over not being introduced
in a situation on a red ship as a what? Wife.
That ain't a damn wife. You want to be a wife, but your ass ain't a wife.
And you get all mad and upset because you enter into this damn relationship in an agreement stating that when you get to a social function, you want to change every damn thing. And when he can't answer, well, who is this? You get all mad and upset, choked up and shit.
My,
ooh.
Praise God. Glad we have this, Pastor.
We
here.
Read on to you next one.
There exists
ambiguity.
Some ambiguity between the terms girlfriend.
And what?
Or a friend who is female and girlfriend.
You get that? Now we enter this transgender lesbian situation. A girlfriend could be girlfriend, girl, girlfriend.
Man.
Girlfriend. You get it?
Yeah.
Ambiguity.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you can't really decide for what? What do you mean, girlfriend? Now you got lesbianism. It's on the rise.
Big time.
Left of natural use. Like a man leading a natural use of a woman. You see what I mean?
Yes, sir.
It can be a term be used any which way, whatever way. So read on, teach it, it'll get better.
The transition between the two is a significant aspect of adolescent development.
One more time. Adolescent what?
Development.
Adolescent what?
Development.
Let me get your ass feeling in a childish ass state. Read on.
Both forms of girlfriend and girlfriend are used by different people to mean different things.
Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
So in other words, here we go. This is generation. You live by your truth. You define your truth. What the hell are you? You don't have no damn truth. You ain't the truth. You don't have no truth. There's only one truth. And they flatter each other with vanity and lies.
Come on.
And you can associate yourself and you can esteem yourself with truth.
Boost each other up.
Damn devils. You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. Wouldn't have enough of that. I can't take that no more. You see it?
Yes,
it's
sir.
A sickness. It's literally a sickness in this generation.
It is.
So we don't resist. We don't fight back. We don't come against this. You see what I'm saying?
Sir, there's a seat right there.
You got a wife, and she is a wife. Love her with all your heart. She ever tried to usurp authority? She ain't no wife.
True.
You are always the deciding factor. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir. I mean,
they don't tell you what do you tell them.
Hallelujah.
Makes sense?
Yes, sir.
Psalm 45:10. Ain't up here. It's not up here. We can shoot from the hip. This stuff nobody like it.
Alright.
Read it, teach.
That's right.
Read it.
Hearken, O daughter.
Y'all hear that? No, old man.
Daughter.
Husband.
Daughter.
Son.
Daughter.
Oh, so that is definitive, right?
Yes, sir.
Female. Listen, woman. Now, hold on. There are a lot of women out here, they don't even know they're women. Now, they're confused. If a woman thinks she can sit and speak with a man, stay your damn tongue, woman. You're going to talk with a man. You're going to rebuke a man. You're going to reprove a man. Deborah didn't even do that, and she was a prophetess.
Oh,
you had
Mistress
Mouse.
Come on.
Gavin Scaffold.
What the hell do you think you are?
I'm talking about speaking as men. Am I making this shit clear?
Yes, sir.
I'm making it clear, right?
Crystal. Crystal for the first time.
You should see femininity in a woman. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
You should see tenderness. Meekness. That's her strength.
Yes.
I'm going to tell y'all something, woman. Look at this. If you're a woman, you don't have to act these ways. You repent it, and it is literally your way now.
Yes.
You have not only the protection of your head, but you have a protection of the tribe.
Yes.
Why would you want to give that up? It makes no sense.
Hollin.
If your parents wasn't shit, father and mother, if they wasn't a damn thing, and now you find yourself in the ministry of straightway, now you become something.
Yeah.
They were nothing.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you right now, and the people in front of you, they were a piece of shit too. All of us were. But we've been washed.
Yes, we have.
And if the servant shall plainly say,
I love my what?
I love my wife.
I love my master, and I love
my wife.
I love my wife.
And my children.
And my
children.
So who does the children and the wife belong to me?
Man.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
These people don't know nothing. That's why they're not doing away with the scriptures.
Stupid.
Because there's no law. None to govern them by. Read on.
I will not go out free. Then his master shall bring him unto the judges.
You know, to the what?
Judges.
The elders. Read on.
He shall also bring him to the door. Or unto the doorpost.
Come on, babe. Bring me a beer in here, all right? Come on.
And his master shall pour his ear through with an awl.
See, now you know you're being an indentured servant.
Yep.
So which one of you, with all you people, are going with your vanity, stupid ass, getting your damn ears pierced and barred in and with a damn awl or some shit for vanity. Make your ass look beautiful with your stinky, ugly ass. You don't even know the significance why you got a damn earring in your
ear. And even at that, if your man is only in one side, that's you, bro.
Not even one side.
They came over there, too.
They came over there, too.
Read.
And he shall serve him forever. And if a man sell his daughter.
If a man do what? Read on.
To be a maid servant.
To be a what kind of servant?
Maid servant.
Read on.
She shall not go out as the men servants do.
You know why? Because a woman has to be covered. A man can go out and carve out his living and something, separate himself and do it, but a woman, she ain't supposed to do it. She's under authority from cradle to grave. And he bred caught. Come on.
If she... please not her master.
If she please not her master, come on.
Who has betrothed her to himself.
Go ahead.
Then shall he let her be redeemed.
You hear that? In other words, she can be bought back for the price. Come on.
To sell her unto a strange nation.
Come on.
He shall have no power. Then he has dwelt deceitfully with her.
You see that? The Most High even has a release for her if you deal with her wrong. Come on.
If he have betrothed her unto his son, he shall deal with her after the manner of Dalton.
Wait a minute. If she's betrothed to his son, he's going to deal with her after the manner of what?
Dalton.
He's going to treat her like a daughter even though she is betrothed to her to his
son.
Watch this.
If he take him... another wife.
If he take him another wife, come on.
Her food?
The one that just came in.
Yeah.
From the beginning. Or the woman from the beginning, her food.
Her food? Her raiment.
Her raiment.
And her duty.
And her duty.
Of marriage.
So what?
Shall he not diminish.
In other words, you don't take the principal wife and you bring in another wife and then you diminish the principal wife's food, raiment, and make it diminish.
Yeah.
Y'all, I'm telling y'all, that's why I keep telling you, y'all women, y'all are so much protection from y'all. Y'all cover on every end. He loves y'all.
Yeah.
And only a y'all fearing man is going to do what y'all do.
Yeah.
If you don't do it right.
Right. That's us.
Especially you are fearful daughter of Zion that love the Most High, y'all gonna get his ass.
Yeah.
You know.
And if he do not these three unto her, then shall she go out free.
She shall go out free. So if a man don't provide food, clothing, or conjugal rights, she'll go out free. Watch this.
Without money.
That means she go free. You don't owe her nothing like it. You go out free. Read on.
He that smites a man, so that he die.
That's the same law as if you kill someone. Come on.
Shall be surely put to death.
Read.
And if a man lie not in wait, but Yah deliver him into his hand, then I will appoint you a place whither he shall be free.
You'll get that? Y'all get that? Read.
But if a man come presumptuously upon his neighbor.
Go down verse, go to Deuteronomy 22 verse 13. Now this is where we're going to finish this thing up. This thing's going to get ready to get right now. You ready?
Yes, sir.
That's why I keep telling you, know, you got all these ignorant ass people telling you that sex doesn't constitute marriage. I'm going to show you different. I'm going to show you different. Deuteronomy 22, 13. Come on.
Good word. Good word.
If any man, take your wife and go in unto her and hate her.
You hear that? So you take a wife, you go unto her and hate her. Read on.
And give occasions of speech against them.
See what this man is doing? See what his spirit is doing? Giving occasion of speech. Now, wait a minute. Let's look at this thing in its purity. You go into a wife, she presents herself as a virgin, and she's not a virgin. Is that right?
Yeah,
that's the only reason why you can hate her. See, come on.
And give occasions of speech against her.
Come on.
And bring up an evil name upon her.
Come on.
And say, I took this woman.
Bruh.
And when I came to her, I found her not as a maid.
You know what? And because she was not a virgin, let's look at today's woman. All right? Acting crazy as hell. Acting out of a dumb man's personality. That is in her. Remember I'm talking about DNA is hard into her? You can tell that she does not act like a virgin.
At all.
I keep telling y'all. Listen. Listen to me, damn it. Pay attention to the women in the ministry that are still virgins.
Yes, sir.
Watch them. They can't help it the way they walk.
Right.
The way they talk. They can't help it because they are untouched.
You know who they are.
They don't act master.
Yes, sir.
Mm-mm. Sorry, they don't. They're not overbearing. They're not going to rise up against a man and talk as a man.
Shadow.
They're not experienced like an experienced woman. An experienced woman should talk to you any old kind of damn way.
Oh, my God.
Should talk to you just like a damn nigga. Should talk to you straight up in your face.
Because that's what it is.
Yes, and don't give a damn. Get me bold up in front of your ass.
Oh,
right. Not no virgin. No, she won't.
Oh.
No, she won't. An experienced woman would literally act just like a man.
That's the truth. Thank you.
Tell me. So I want somebody in there. Tell me I'm wrong.
Jesus.
Tell me I am wrong.
No eyes. No eyes.
Real talk.
Oh, my God.
The experienced woman's unruly. She's loud. A demanding-ass woman. But what Yahshua says, even the dogs, even the bitches, even the desire of the crumbs that fall from the master's
table.
I want y'all to pay attention to what I'm saying here tonight. I'm not saying nothing ain't outside of Scripture. There's a difference. There is a difference.
There is
a difference. I'm going to say it again. A woman is truly repentant, that truly desires the righteousness of Yah. She can get back to that condition. But man, you got a lot of repentance to do. You can't put yourself in the stead of a man. How many women y'all know like that today in this damn modern day society? You know what I mean? Read, teach.
Then shall the father of the damsel and her mother take and bring forth the tokens of the damsel's virginity unto the elders of the city.
I mean, I thought this guy was given occasion that she wasn't such. And watch it. It done took a twist. So this man and the mother is bringing the token of her virginity.
Sure.
Kind of like my daughter, Erica. When Elder Mitch took her, Elder Mitch, first thing he did is come, he said, Pastor, I got the tokens.
Beautiful.
I said, oh, bro, you can leave it.
Beautiful.
I got to see you.
That's good. Hallelujah. All of them have told God. Restoration.
I don't even have to see it. I already know.
Yeah.
No, you know, watch. Erica, man, I love my daughter. She run a mouth still too damn much. She talk a lot, right? But, man, you can sit and tell she's only been touched by one man.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Only by one.
My Lord.
She don't have a multiple personality disorder. Whatever. I don't give a shit. Give a damn. You don't like the way I talk. I don't give a damn who you are.
Hallelujah.
I'm not even in the chat room. A long ass walk.
Bye,
a short beard.
Bye.
Yeah.
See you. We here.
Hallelujah.
That. She's only been touched by one man. You can still see it in her walk today.
Come on. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Read.
And the damsel's father shall say unto the elders, I gave my daughter unto this man, your wife, and he hates her. And lo, he has given occasion to speak against her, saying, I have found not your daughter a babe. And yet these are the tokens of my daughter's virginity.
Here we go.
And they shall spread the cloth before the elders.
Now guess who guilty then once they do that? Come on.
And the elders of that city shall take that man and chastise him.
Whoa. And the elders of that city shall do what? Let's stop for a second. How many of you men really, truly want to be Israelites?
Right here.
Now, wait a minute. What that means is, when your ass lies, we strap your ass up to a post,
see?
And we whoop your ass.
Yeah.
See, today what we got to do is, we got to sign a contract. And sign an agreement that if you miss the mark, then we can strap your ass up to a post.
That's
and we
can
do that.
That's
all. Y'all want to be Israelites? You want to fight?
Hey,
away. to repeat again. So, how many times a man has went out here and had sex with a woman, but you didn't have no father because a father wasn't shit, mother wasn't shit, but you denied it.
Come on.
Bring it home,
sir.
Yeah. You know we're coming back around. We're coming back
home,
sir.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you know, some of you niggas, you done did it. You done did it.
Hallelujah.
You denied it.
I'm not, but I think
we're going to go to the book, see your wife.
Yes, sir.
See what happened when we were set up and discontinued from our culture?
Yes, sir.
And our hair?
Chaos. Confusion.
You'll see what happens.
Yes, sir. Wow.
So what's wrong with straightway trying to restore the thing?
Nothing at all.
Trying to get back.
No.
Needed. Everything's right.
Man. Come on.
This is right.
What do we read, Teach? Oh, we read Deuteronomy, right?
22, and we stopped at verse 19.
Go to Exodus. You got Exodus 21? Go to Exodus 21. We're going to finish on this. Exodus 21. Start at verse 1, but let's run through 11. See, you people, you think, and you listen to all these people out here, these damn Christians, and everybody, they think they know our code. You don't know our code.
No.
Shit. You don't know.
No.
You don't know nothing about
no, no, shit.
We ain't Israelite,
sir.
Come on,
my goodness.
Amen. This
right.
Y'all Israel. You know what's crazy? Here we are trying our best to protect women.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Bless
you. Bless you. And you know what? They don't want it.
Man.
They don't want it.
The wrong woman.
My women ain't telling me shit. I'm telling you, ain't telling me a damn thing.
Miles,
I'm sorry. I'm 55 damn years. I'm a grown ass man. I've been living this shit a long damn time. I know what the hell I'm doing.
Hey.
And don't get me wrong, I love my size.
Good.
And they know it too. And y'all can tell it.
Oh, yeah, sir.
Miles, when you walk into the tabernacle, do they look like they?
Miles, that's who I see them, sir.
Exodus 21, verse 1. This is immediately after the Ten Commandments. I want to keep playing.
More food.
What verse you stop at? I'll tell you what. Let's go. Let's go to Deuteronomy 22. Verse 22.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Deuteronomy 22:22. Let's roll that. We'll end that then. I'm glad you told me. Teach saying we already done cover that. 22:22. Stop a ring. 22:22.
Read. If a man
be what?
Be found lying with a woman married to a husband.
Again, you know we coined this term a long time ago. The only times adultery is ever defined is based on the status of a
woman.
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 Woman. So here's a man lying with a what?
Woman.
Married. A woman married to a husband.
Woman.
Reteach.
Then they shall both of them die.
Oh, no. The civil authority says live forever.
No.
Oh, they get to give a divorce and then we can live forever. Oh,
the
See, right? Y'all's laws is above.
Yes, we need y'all's laws, man. We need y'all's laws. We need y'all's laws, man. This is crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, my
God.
Well, we need y'all's
love. Man, I love y'all as my brothers.
Hey.
But I ain't never looking at y'all wives in that vein. And now,
I believe.
Hallelujah.
Don't
listen why.
I
love y'all.
Oh, yeah.
I love y'all.
That.
Read.
Man.
both the man that lay with the woman and the woman. So shall you put away the evil from Israel.
So used to be a time we would execute your ass on the spot.
That's
what I keep saying. Remember what I told y'all?
Yes, sir.
Man, you think I'm going to lose some damn sleepovers?
Yep.
And I'm performing y'all law, man. Hell yeah. I ain't got that kind of confidence. I don't. I'm with him.
Righteous.
Hallelujah.
And you know what? He's the same one that says, "Bound the same yesterday, today,
yeah,
forever."
Yeah.
I don't change.
Nope.
He's the same one that says, "I will not alter or change anything and come out of my lips." I ain't trying to. No, I know the mind of y'all based on what's written.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come
it
on.
Is written. It is written.
Come on, teach.
Don't scratch.
If a damsel that is a virgin be betrothed unto an husband,
and what happens?
And a man find her in the city.
In other words, betrothal, an agreement has already been made and established.
Oh.
As the same merit as marriage.
Merit.
It has the same merit as marriage. Betrothal does. Read on.
And lays with her. And you shall bring them both unto the gate of that city. The
difference is with this one is, she's betrothed. She found another mandingo to lay with. She ain't a bride.
Ooh,
she's an agreement.
Yes, sir. Yes.
The book says you shall bring them
both
to the what?
To the gate of that city.
Read on, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
And you shall stone them with stones that they die.
Oh, you just stone them with pebbles.
Stones.
Stones. Stones that they what?
Die.
See what the penalty for adultery was?
Yes.
You could be betrothed.
Willfully.
How many women do this shit today?
Ooh,
bachelorette parties.
Lost count.
Bruh. Yes.
Lost count. My goodness. Wrong now. Lost count.
I remember my brothers and my wife's brother was trying to get me to lay with a damn whore before I even. And mind you, I'm not under the same covenant as they are. And her brother was doing it just to see if I would damn break covenant with his sisters. That's why his father ass died in his 40s.
Wow.
And he's 2 years older than me.
Wow.
With his wicked ass. You see what I mean?
So,
and I still didn't do it.
Hallelujah.
I did not lay with that damn woman they had set up for me. I didn't do it. At that, I was young now, young man. Pussy all up in front of me.
Hey.
I didn't do it.
Yes, sir.
I didn't do it myself.
Hey.
And I didn't even know no law, no that. I said, man, boy,
hey,
you know, y'all know how it is. Come on.
Hey, he knew you.
Hey.
Well, that's
really,
he knew
real.
He knew you.
That nigga was trying to set me up. Now his ass is pushing up daisy for the last 20 years.
Righteous.
Righteous.
This is
bad.
Righteous.
Now I just let y'all in on another aspect of my life.
Right. Bless you. It's a blessing.
That's a life.
Added to the testimony.
Read.
The damsel. Because she cried not. Being in the city, and the man, because he has humbled his neighbor's wife.
Well, see, the key part, she did not cry.
Was none of you.
Now, remember, the law says
none.
Remember what the law says? Love thy neighbor as thyself.
Oh, my.
But he humbled his neighbor's wife.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. That's law.
Oh,
read on.
God.
Read on.
So you shall put away evil from among you.
Every single time we make a judgment. When somebody misses a damn mark on this damn scale, get your ass up out of here. We put the evil away from you.
Right.
Hallelujah. You got another damn level of spirit in your heart. Hallelujah. We don't need your ass around there. We don't want your ass around there. Hallelujah. Everybody else. They're trying to bring in people.
Nope.
Don't meet y'all's rights and see what we do with your ass straightway.
Come on. Ah!
Your ass up out of here.
Come on.
Yep. We tolerate your ass.
Come on.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hollywood.
Sorry, bro.
Hey. No,
sir. It is what it is.
We here.
I love y'all. Reteach.
But if a man find a betrothed damsel.
On what kind of damsel?
Betrothed.
Reteach.
In the field.
In the what?
In the
title. We was in the city.
Uh-huh.
Where everybody could hear everything.
Yeah.
And she didn't even cry out. She enjoying the shit. Now we're in the field where ain't nobody hear shit.
Yeah.
Y'all come people don't know a damn about the field.
Oh,
you can scream all you damn want. Ain't nobody going to hear your ass in a field. Read on.
And the man forced her.
And he forced her because a man can overpower a woman.
Ooh,
read on.
Jesus.
And lays with her. He rapes her.
Yeah.
Read on.
Then the man only.
And the man what?
Oh,
the man what?
Oh,
only the man.
The lady with her shall die.
We're going to put your ass to death.
Joy, too.
See the reason why I love y'all, bro?
Yes, sir.
I love y'all.
Why?
I love y'all, bro. I love y'all. That's why I understand. People are like, oh, I'm going to have all this.
Look,
they ain't
going to
break
y'all.
I want him to
come.
Matter of fact, give me the damn.
Damsel, no sin worse. warned them of death.
The damsel didn't even do those things. She's in the field. She, even if she cried out, don't, can't nobody hear.
Read on. For as when a man rises against his neighbor,
then he goes right back to the law again. This is the same judgment, the same way, same passion.
Hey.
When a man rises up against his neighbor, to slay his neighbor, Cabrillo don't teach. This is what I keep telling y'all. A lot of people don't want to adjudicate matters.
So
you have to find a thing that is synonymous to the same judgment. And then you bring it in because the law is. Y'all covered everything.
Come on.
That's how smart he is.
Come on.
He just needed to tell us that he was going to cover the whole
thing. Perfect.
That's what he needs.
That's it. Blood. He tells your people to go to interpret the law.
Yes,
that's
sir.
It.
Read on.
Say, for he found her in the field.
Why?
And the betrothed damsel cried. And there was none to save her.
None to say, read on.
The man finds a damsel that is a virgin which is not betrothed.
A virgin that is what?
Not betrothed.
Not. Now, we're really getting ready to go deep. It's a virgin, not betrothed. Come on.
And lay hold on her. And lay
come
with
on.
Her.
What man can't overpower a little small woman?
Any woman.
Transgender.
Nah, he
was.
Read on.
He ain't been a hard job.
Read on.
Lay with her. And they be found. Then the man that lays with her shall give unto the damsel's father 50 shekels of silver.
Y'all know the reason why? Even though there's no agreement, you still got to pay a price. You done took her price from her. You still got to pay a price. Wait. Let's just see what the law says. Because, see, a lot of you people out there think you can just go out and have free sex with any damn body. Especially a virgin. Who has a status higher than any woman.
Greatest.
The greatest. That's the law says.
The greatest.
And then look what it says. Watch this teach.
Lord.
Teach you there? Read on.
She shall be his wife.
Whoa. You got a virgin.
Wow.
That's in our
book,
boy. That's
in our book.
Yep. And she's not even betrothed.
Don't matter.
The book says she shall be his
wife.
What?
Wife.
It's Shire?
Wife.
It's Shire?
All the day.
Not a Peglish, but it's Shire.
Yep.
Virgin.
Yep.
No, everything is predicated on a virgin. Read on.
Because he has almost
got this shit to the rooftop.
Come on.
Read.
Because he has humbled her, he may not put her away all his days.
Never.
No. Maybe she burned the food. I can put her away.
All his days.
No. Never.
You know the reason why? Because that's our first experience. I'm sorry, folks. Sorry. There's a difference between a virgin and someone's experience. I don't give a shit what you say.
That is 100%.
I'm sorry. That's a natural law. It's spiritual law. They don't behave the same way your experience ass does. Your experience, they don't. Read on, teach.
Last verse of that chapter. A man shall not take his father's wife, nor discover his father's skirt.
You understand that right?
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. Look at me. I have an child that's younger than my son. Mm-hmm. You can't take her.
Yeah.
Can't discover her skirt. Is that plain?
Yes, sir.
Israel owed it some way, somehow.
Ooh,
we
have a job.
Hallelujah. too deep for y'all.
Hey.
Don't come over here.
Hey, boy. Come on, we here.
That's all it is. Alright, come over here playing that game.
Spooky.
I wanted to say the whole
spooky.
We here.
That's right.
That's all it is. I love my Israelite brothers.
Yep.
And my Israelite sisters.
Hallelujah.
The one thing you ain't never got to worry about in this ministry right here. And you know what? I know there's one thing about this ministry. This is the only ministry I know in the United States of America that if somebody passes away, let's say husband, and a woman's a widow, she gets taken care of.
Hallelujah.
Family,
they
won't
do it.
We are Israel.
Yes.
Yeah. We're going to do what y'all say.
Hey,
we're going to do it.
Really?
Hallelujah. I want all my brothers and sisters in Israel to know, man, we're
damn it.
It's now 9:25 almost.
Hey, no, that was fire.
Sorry, we got lives in. Sorry,
they're not
bad.
Good word.
Y'all hear Daniel's testimony of him healing?
Hallelujah.
He's been put in the Super Bowl. Daniel did. He was just put in the Super Bowl, man. He's been testifying about what y'all have done for him ever since.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. I still think to this day, you know, they had Katrina, right? I still think to this day that it was a bullshit Super Bowl. I think they gave that shit to them Saints. Coach would have whooped that ass. I'm serious. That's what I'm saying, man. I don't believe that shit, man. That's just my personal opinion. I can have an opinion. I'm entitled to an opinion, right? But when it comes to Israel, you can't do nothing against that law.
No, you
Israel, we're looking forward to each and every day.
Yeah! Yeah!
One more.
One more.
We know y'all gonna be coming in first day.
Come on.
Y'all be playing. Take y'all time. Don't be in a rush. Go slow.
For real.
Do the speed limit. Just get here.
Follow
one time.
Take instructions.
Looking forward to seeing each and every last one.
Hallelujah.
We love y'all so much.
Hallelujah.
But listen, do not give the heathen any occasion to rage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right? Take y'all time getting here. You'll get here. Take your time. And think about it. I'm going to give y'all a little bit of wisdom. All right? So, speed limit's 55. Let's say, one day there used to be a time in the United States of America, 55. You go 75. You do that, and you do that for, let's say, a period of 2 hours. You know how much time you gain? 15 minutes. So how fast you want to go?
It don't really matter.
It don't matter.
The bathroom.
You do a rest stop. So 2-3 miles over the speed limit or whatever. Just stay within the government. Take your time. Pray on y'all. Get here. And don't step on the damn heathen's land. Don't defile us.
Yes. That. Don't defile us. Defile us, man. No.
Don't defile us. All right?
Yes, sir.
With that said, we bless y'all.
Bless you.
In the sweet presence and strong.
Yes.
Victorious and mighty, overcoming name of our soon coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach.
Yes.
Yahshua. Jesus the Christ.
Hallelujah.
Watch it again.